This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I used to be an airline pilot. And I was doing my multi-engine check ride one day, and I'm going through the checklist. I mean, I got it written down. And I'm on downwind getting ready, and I'm on a single engine out procedure. I got one engine out, and I'm on downwind, and all of a sudden the tower tells me, and I'm on the checklist, the tower tells me, he says, you're going to be too close to the guy. He said, make a right 360 and come back in and re-enter the pattern, and then you'll be okay. So I said, okay. So I made my right 360, and I come back in, and I started my checklist again. I was to the landing gear, and I started one notch below the landing gear, which meant I missed the landing gear. Now, only pilots know landing gear is not all that important, is it? No, it's not all important as long as you're flying. Well, when you get on the ground, you need it. Well, I come around, made it, and I'm on my final approach, and this beast would not slow down like it's supposed to slow down, and I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? And I have an FAA inspector in there with me, of all things. And about that time, the tower says, calls my number and says, you know, either lower your gear or go around. I thought, isn't this something? I only missed one item on the checklist. One. But if that man hadn't caught me, if he hadn't said what he said, of course, I'm sure that FAA instructor would have never let me land it with the gear up. He'd have said something, I guarantee you. But he was going to wait till the last second. But the tower told me in advance. And, of course, when I realized what I'd done, I thought, well, boy, if I ever blew a check ride, you know, this is a good one. So I just thought, okay, I just told him, I said, I'll go around. I pushed the power up on the single engine. I made a recovery. I went around, re-entered the pattern, come back around, made the final landing, everything. And I pulled up to the tower over there to the, and I said, well, when you want to give me another check ride? He said, you passed. I said, what? I nearly done a gear up landing? He said, you were so calm. You've done a go-around. You recovered nicely. You made a beautiful landing. He said, everybody makes mistakes, but I guarantee you won't never make that one again. He said, I'm going to give you your license. And he's right. I flew them beasts all over the world after that. And let me tell you, from that day, you know, I never, ever, ever landed a DC-8 anywhere in the world. I hadn't been through the checklist at least three times, Keith. I don't know if you go through it that much, but I do. I went through that. I made sure I looked at everything. And I never missed anything after that. Never. Because I knew the importance. You know, when you say, God says, follow all of my instructions, when you don't think it's important just to tell a little bitty lie, when he says, be truthful, let truth be in you, you don't think that can have an impact on your life? Let me tell you, just like that airplane, I mean, sure, the landing gear is only one of many items on the checklist. But if you forget them, and you land that beast on his belly, it could be life-threatening to multitudes of people, as well as cost your company a fortune. Because after they get through recovering that airplane, sliding down that runway at 100 knots, let me tell you, it's going to do some serious damage to that piece of equipment. Plus, it could kill everybody on there, depending on what happened. Instructions are very critical. The Word of God is no exception to the rule. So since it says no curse comes upon you undeserved in Proverbs 26:2, I knew when that little cold and runny nose type deal come upon me, I fought it tooth and nail. But I couldn't get over that beast. It took me 3 or 4 days to drive that thing out. And I kept asking the Lord, Lord, what did I do wrong? I knew I had to do something wrong. But it took about 2 weeks when he revealed to me this is clear. He said, you lied to your wife over a simple little thing. Honey, have you eaten today? And I said, no. Isn't that amazing how simple that is? And that made me have a runny nose for 3 or 4 days. The Word of God, when He says, keep all of my instructions, you think He means that? He means that. He says, if you follow all of my instructions and be careful to do everything, He clearly says there that you must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. No sickness. There will be no miscarriages, no infertility among your people, and I will give you a long, full life. I don't know about you, I want a long, full life. There's a requirement to get there. You can't live like the devil and get there. Now then, let's look at Deuteronomy 11, the blessings of obedience. Deuteronomy 11:8 says, therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today. Whoops, there's that again. Be careful to obey every command, not some of them, every command I'm giving you in my word. So, if Jesus tells us in the Old Testament to obey His commands, and the last statement He made before He went back to heaven was He says, go and make disciples. Teach people about me. If you're not doing that, you're being disobedient. As you go, you need to be talking to people about Jesus as a Christian. You and I need to be an example of Christ everywhere we go. In our job, everywhere. I mean, the other day, I think we'd coming out of the airport, and Cheryl made a statement. I don't know how many people I'd talked to, but when I got the ticket from the lady there, or give her the dollar or whatever it was when we took some people at the airport, and I asked them when they gave me my change, I said, are you a Christian? Do you know Jesus? And we talked a few minutes, and as we got it, she said, my husband, he talks to everybody about Jesus. Well, is that what the King told us to do? We are supposed to be talking to Jesus, talking to people about Jesus. He is our King, our Lord and our God, our Savior, our Healer. He told us to do this. So, see, it's not your job to convict them of sin. It's just your job to tell them about Jesus. Once you tell them about Jesus, then it's the Holy Ghost job after that. You got the easy part. Is that right, DeWitt? We just tell them about Jesus. Then he convicts them of sin and brings them into the kingdom. You can't save nobody. All you can do is tell them. But He did tell us to tell them. And most of us are not doing a very good job. I certainly didn't for a lot of years of my life. But He says, keep every command I'm giving you today so you may have strength to go in and occupy the land you're about to enter. If you keep His instructions, you'll have strength. He says, if you obey, you will enjoy a long life. Oh, there's that again. I don't know about you, but do you think 40 years is a long life? 30 years a long life? I don't think so. I think more like 150. That ought to be fairly long. I don't know. If when I get there, if that's not good enough, then I'll go along a little further. But I might be tired talking about 150. I don't know. Of course, you can't tell. At 150, I may be dancing up here, both feet jumping up and down, you know. Good grief, you know. Let's the Lord is our strength. It says here, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their dependents, a land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. Now, you notice He didn't say a land flowing with milk and sugar. He said milk and honey. That's why at the Ministry Center, we buy these big 5-pound bottles of honey. We sweeten our tea with honey. We our coffee. I mean, those that drink coffee, we sweeten our cereal. Everything we sweeten has to be sweetened. We sweeten it with honey and not sugar. Because I've learned that sugar's not good for you. Sugar, your body doesn't do much with white sugar. So if you're consuming a lot of white sugar, you need to really think about what you're doing. It's really affecting your body. So the Lord says, I will send you a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you're about to enter and occupy is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and dug out irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. I am in Deuteronomy 11, verse 8, 9, and 10. Deuteronomy 11. Am I not in the right place? Huh? Is that what yours says? Okay. Deuteronomy 11. I will start at verse 8, and then I'm on verse 11. In verse 11, it says, it is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. A land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it day after day throughout the year. If, verse 13 says, if you carefully obey all the commands, if you carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, now that's a pretty stiff requirement for a lot of people. You love Him with all your heart and with all your soul. I mean, if you don't love Him with all your heart and soul, these things won't work for you. You've got to learn to love God with all your heart and your soul. You've got to put the King first. I mean, I kind of laugh at myself and at people when I give this example, because I tell this to so many people, and you probably heard it so many times you're tired of hearing it. But loving someone with all your heart and all your soul is kind of like a man and a woman when they get married. They think they love each other so much, you know, that they just can't be away from each other. So they get married and they go on a honeymoon and they're gone 1 week or 2 weeks and they're together 24/7, and they come back at the end of the week and the guy says, oh, by the way, honey, I'm going to work today and I have two of my old girlfriends on the list, so I'm going to spend Monday and Tuesday with Susie and Wednesday and Thursday with Janie, and I'll be back home Friday and Saturday to see you. Yeah, she says, sure you're going to. Mm-hmm. She ain't going to be there when you come back, guy. I never seen a woman yet that would share her husband with two other women. Have you? No. And that's the way we do God. I mean, we come in and we make Jesus Lord of our life. We go to church on Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're out there in the world. We're lying, stealing, cheating. We're running around. We're doing all kinds of things. We don't read the Word. We may be really doing good. We may be working, maybe building buildings. We may be an engineer just like I was, or whatever you do for a living. You may be an honest person. You may be doing everything, but you don't think about Jesus Monday morning when you wake up. All you think about is job. And you get home that night and you're tired. And all you want to do is sit down with a meal and watch TV. You know, you want to watch your talk shows or your whatever. And you do that Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday morning you wake up and think, oh my gosh, it's Sunday morning again. It's time to go to church. Oh, I hope I can drag myself out of here. I'm so tired. Yeah, you live with the world 6 days. You live out there with that whore 6 days. And now you think you're going to come back and do something good with God and He's going to bless you. Forget it. Amen. Ain't going to do it. You're going to have to spend 7 days with Him. If you spend 7 days with Him, then He'll bless your socks off. When you ask Him for something, He'll give you anything you ask Him for. But you can't live out in the world with that prostitute 6 days and then come only expecting Him to do something wonderful for you on Sunday.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.